We are glad to be here. Now, probably some of you, how many of you have been to the zoo? Been to the zoo? Okay, all right. How many of you like going to see the primates? The primates, okay? That's not one of my favorite places, okay? You say, why is that? Well, we have worked in lots of countries where they have primates, and they're not just in the zoo. And anyway, we'll look at some of that here in just a little bit. I have a little something here. Is there a boy or girl who can raise their hand? Maybe even an adult. I didn't even ask a question yet. Okay. And can raise your hand and tell us, what is this? What is this? Okay, anybody else? Aiden?
A coconut attached to a string.
Okay, somebody else? What is, anybody, adult know what this is? Brother Gomez? It's a coconut cup? All right. No, okay. No, what is this? It is a trap. It's a monkey trap. I've watched them use them. You say, what do they use a monkey trap for? Simple. Guy gets up in the morning. Some countries you don't go to the refrigerator. You go to the woods. And he thinks, you know what would be good? Is monkey in a pot. Oh, yeah. And so he gets his trap and he gets his stick and he goes out and he's listening. By the way, boys and girls, the Bible says we ought to be swift to what?
Hear.
Oh, come on. Swift to what?
Hear.
And slow to what?
Speak.
Okay? He's listening for monkeys. And when he hears them, he goes and then he sees and he goes, that's a good one right there. He's nice and fat. And so what he does is he ties this around a tree or something like that. They don't use rope because a monkey just bite it right off. They use metal, chain, cable, things like that, wire. And then he puts in the bait. I mean, scrumptious, delicious, delectable rock. And he picks up a rock and he puts it inside there. And the monkeys, man, they're watching. They're jabbing each other. They're slapping each other. And they're having a great time watching. What's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? And then he simply puts it down and walks away. And as soon as he walks away, he goes over and gets a Kleenex and blows his ruddy nose. 'Tis the season. And those monkeys, they run. They slap each other, they trip each other, they shove each other so they can be first in line. And they want to, and the first monkey gets there, like lucky monkey. He grabs that up and he picks it up, and the first thing he does is just shove his hand inside, and now he has the prize. He's got it. Aiden, if you'd hold on to that for me, hold on to it really hard. And now he takes off, but the problem is he can't. You say, why not? He's stuck. He's caught. He's trapped. And he said, he put his hand in there, but he grabbed the stone. And when he made a fist, now he can't get his hand out. He said, let go. That's what we want to talk about tonight. Let go. Better you don't even touch it. Amen? But let go. And so then along comes the monkey hunter. He's got his stick. And the monkey looks up and says, it's going to be a bad day. With that, quietly bring your hands up. Everybody, quiet. Bring your hands up. Here we go. Bring them down, pass your eyes, close your eyes, pass your mouth, close your mouth, tuck your hands on your chin, pray quiet on your heart, while I pray aloud. Father, help us to learn, every one of us, from your word, the principle of don't monkey around with sin. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All God's people said?
Amen.
Now that's a monkey trap. Now boys and girls, there are all kinds of traps out there. There are traps for your eyes. There's traps for your ears. There's traps for your mind. There's traps for your heart. There's traps for your body. And they're everywhere. They're camouflage, some of them. Some of them you look at and said, that's probably okay. Some of them are not camouflaged. Some of them are just right there, and they are deadly. Now, I'm not just talking about traps that would hurt you. I'm talking about Satan, our enemy, our adversary, our foe. There's traps everywhere, but you know what? It's not just Satan, because Satan uses people. Satan can use a neighbor. Satan can use a friend. Satan can use family. Satan can even use somebody at church. Boys and girls, don't monkey around with sin. You say, why is that? Because I'm telling you, there are some traps out there. And you say, yeah, but I'm little. Anybody, is there a boy here 12 years old? 12 years old. 12. Can I tell you something? I don't talk about my past much, but at 12 years of age, I was way, way out there. Way out there. You know what happened? I listened to friends. I thought, they seem to be having so much fun. I think I'll try it too. That was a long time ago. That was 60 years ago. And I still have the memories. I still have the hurts. I still have the scars. Boys and girls, those traps are for keeps. We don't have to stay there. We don't even have to go there. Amen? You say, why is that? We'll find out here in just a minute. How many of you ever looked through a pair of binoculars? You ever looked through a pair of binoculars? Okay. Binoculars let us look out there. It kind of seems like it makes things look closer. Okay? All right. Because it's magnified. Well, I have some binoculars right here. And so I can take my spiritual binoculars. And the Bible talks about in the book of Proverbs in chapter 4. Maybe you can go home tonight and say, Mom, Dad, can we look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 4? Chapter 5 is a good one too. And look at that about using our spiritual binoculars and looking out there and say, you know what? That doesn't look good out there. I don't think I'll go that way. I think I will go another way. You know what? Those young people over there, I can hear some of the words they're using, and I can hear some of the stories they're telling. I can hear some of the things they're talking about. Probably that's not a good group of boys or girls I need to be hanging around with. You know what? I need to go find myself a friend that loves Jesus and is not ashamed of Jesus and spend my time with them. I don't want to get around some people that is not going to help me. I want to find some people that's going to help me. Amen? Okay? And so we can see some things out there. Some of you, I know that you memorize verses and things like that. Probably some of you scratch your head and say, you know what? I'm not so sure why we have to memorize all that stuff all the time. Well, I want to tell you something. The Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? And the Bible answers it in the same verse, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Boys and girls, we can memorize the whole Bible. But if we don't do it, we're going to get in the traps. Amen. I know people that have memorized lots of Bible, but they got in the traps. You say, why is that? They didn't pay attention to it. Okay? And so this young man, maybe he's pretending he's on a safari. Maybe he's pretending he's a soldier. But nonetheless, he is looking out there for the enemy. This will help you see the enemy and say, I'm not going there. Amen? Mrs. Gear, Why don't you come sing a song with us?
Okay, you need to find it there.
Yeah. I'm a looking.
It should not be very low.
Pardon?
It's not very low down. There you go.
Got it.
All right. Well, I think we need to have a little bit of time to stretch, so let's stand up and we'll sing this scripture song together. It goes like this.
Sit down, not. Don't sit down, not. My son is in the Pisces. Can sit down, not. Can sit down, not. Can sit down, not. My son of sinners enticing can sit down, not. No!
Ooh, I think we need to turn our volume up for that last word. What are we going to say when
no.
we're enticed? We're going to say what?
No!
That's right. Let's do it again.
Can sit down, not. Can sit down, not. My son of sinners enticing can sit down, not. Can sit down, not. Can sit down, not. My son of sinners enticing can sit down, not. No! Excellent, 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 excellent. So monkeys. Oh, I just lost it. There we go. Okay. Monkeys, monkeys, monkeys. Some people say, oh man, I like to watch them. They're so cute. They're so cute. Well, I've had firsthand experience with monkeys. Okay. Now I've got a question for you. Who puts people in jail? Do you know who puts people in jail? Who?
Police.
The police? Somebody else? Who puts people in jail? Who puts people in who?
Ambulance.
The ambulance? Okay. All right. Okay. I just spent several days in a hospital. I thought I was in jail. Kept waiting for the warden to come in. Anyway, the guards were there every hour. Like, go away. Okay. Somebody else? Is there a doctor in the house? Anyway. Okay. Who puts people in jail? Any adults out there? Who puts people in jail? Yes, ma'am. The judge? Okay. Somebody else? Who puts people in jail? People put themselves in jail. Oh, yeah. You say, no, police do. No. Come on up here. Thank you. No. All the police do is simply escort you. That's what they get paid for doing. Okay? Oh no. Police don't put people in jail. People put themselves in jail. What holds people in jail? What holds people what? A lock? Okay. What holds people in jail? What? Okay, who? What? The bars, okay, all right. So, who puts people in jail?
Themselves.
Who puts people in jail?
Themselves.
Exactly. And what keeps people in jail? The same. The same. My wife and I, we personally know people. We know a young man who had 75 years sentence in prison. You say, why? He fell in the traps. And by the way, if you talk to him, he will never blame his friends. Never. It wasn't his friends' fault. He made the choices. Oh, his friends weren't good examples. But it's not their fault. It's his fault. By the way, boys and girls, there's a lot of people today, they say, my life's a mess, and it's because of my mom and dad. No, your life's a mess because of you. You're the mess. Amen. All right? Listen, sin, your sin is your fault, not somebody else's. People can't make choices for you. It's your fault. And so, it's bars that keep people in jail, they say, but it is not. fact, over here, it says, he shall be holden with the what? Cords of his sin. Not somebody else's. It's his cords, his sin. We'll learn that verse here in just a little bit. Monkeys. Now, those are not monkeys. Okay? Those things are called, I'm just having a senior moment now, baboons. And I've had firsthand experience with baboons. Baboons, they don't play fair. You mess with one, you mess with all. Okay? Now, baboons, they have teeth that are about like so. And they love using them. But baboons are part of a group called primates. We have apes, and we have baboons, and we have gibbons, and we have chimpanzees, and we have monkeys. Okay, but they all come under a big umbrella called primates. All right. By the way, you and I did not come from primates. Amen. We are a special creation. Amen. And God made animals, the primates, on the sixth day, and he made man on the sixth day. But the hugest difference between primates and man is God took man and formed him of the dust of the earth and breathed in him the breath of life. Primates do not have that. We do. But baboons. This, by the way, is a picture. Does it, you say, oh, they just staged that. No. That really does happen. All right? And one time I had taken a friend with me to South Africa, and we were in the bush, and we had spent the night in this little cabin thing. And I told him, I said, don't ever leave a door open. Do not do that. I said, because if you leave the door open, we are very likely going to get some unpleasant visitors. Okay? You leave the door open, and I want to tell you, cobras love spending the night with you. Okay? And mambas love spending the night with you. All right? And especially if they can have a little bite before they go to bed. All right? And so you don't want to do that. But primates. Primates want to lick, eat, touch, taste, gross, everything. Next morning, we're unloading from the cabin and putting it in the baki. A baki is what you would call a truck or a pickup. Okay? And we're loading a baki, and I told him, I said, do not leave a door open. And we come walking out, and he goes, oh, no! And the baki was full of monkeys. And he said, what are we going to do? I said, we ain't going to do nothing. You left the door open. You do it. The guy was a genius. He left the door open on the cabin. Ah! Anyway, okay, they're no fun. And I know some people, yes, I've been to the zoo, and when we get to the primate section, I don't spend much time there. Why is that? Because I've been with them in the wild, all right? Okay, yucky, all right? My favoriteest animal in the whole wide world is giraffes. And when I go into the bush, how many promise not to tell anybody? I get out of the baki, and I go walking around in the bush. Oh, I love it. And I love finding giraffes, and I love walking right up to them. You say, is that dangerous? I don't know. I don't know. But I have found other creatures, and I think, ooh. This guy, he's about to have a bad day. And they're just that away. And the next guy, he just kind of thinks that sin is funny. Boys and girls, sin is not funny. Okay? The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Can I tell you something? Death is not a funny thing. It is not. It is not. And so people put themselves in bondage. People put themselves in jail. People put themselves into traps. People do that. We do that. Not somebody else's fault. We may encourage them to do wrong. We might try to help them say, you know, man, you got to try this. This is so much fun. You got to see this. You got to hear this. But boys and girls, sin is not funny. Ever. Amen? So how do we stay away? We're going to find out tonight. How do I stay away? Now, this guy is caught with a monkey trap. Now, on a coconut, by the way, a coconut is the largest seed in the world. But there's a husk that goes around this coconut. And what they would do is they would also do this. A little monkey, they would just take that husk and just right down through that green coconut. And that little monkey, he will come stick his hand inside that husk and inside that coconut, and he can't get loose because he will not let go. Boys and girls, there's a lot of people whose lives are destroyed because they won't let go. Well, I'm glad we can stay away, but can I tell you something? What I'm glad about too is I am glad that if I do fall in sin, the Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I am glad the God of creation, I am glad the God of salvation is not just a God of one chance. Boys and girls, if we find ourselves in sin, let go. Amen. Get away and confess your sin, and you'll be glad. Amen? Well, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Is that me doing that? What's it? I don't know what's happening. No, I don't think so. Okay. Pardon? Yes? No? Okay. In Matthew chapter 4, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Oh, if you're not there, say oh me. Okay. In Matthew chapter 4, let's look at verse 1. And we're going to read down through here for just a little bit. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now that word tempted is, we can use a word that we understand. It's called test. Now boys and girls, life is full of tests. It is. Now I know some of you say, I do not like tests. Well, you just better get used to it, because I'm telling you, life is full of tests. They're everywhere. They're every day. We have the opportunity to do right. Can I tell you something? That's a test. It is. We also have the opportunity to do wrong. That's a test. And so the tempter, Satan, it says led in the wilderness of the tempter of to be tempted of the devil. And when, I'm going to get over here in light where I can see, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, he did not eat anything, Jesus, for 40 days, 40 nights. Now I have boys and girls say, that is not possible. Well, I want to tell you something. That is not a miracle. It is not. Again, my wife and I personally know people who have done just that. They have not eaten anything for 40 days, not one bite of food. And you say, I could never do that. Yeah, the fact is, most of you could do that. Probably most of you in this room, boys and girls, could live 60 days. There are some adults in here could even live longer than that. All right? Okay? And but He did not eat for 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward, you say, was he hungry? Well, I think so. I was with a man one time the day he quit his fast. That was not good. I said, I don't think you should do that. He said, oh, it'll be okay. I said, I don't think you should do that. Oh, it'll be all right. I don't think you should do that. He said, I shouldn't have done that. All right? And afterwards, he hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, now watch this. Watch this. Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Satan said this. He looked at Jesus and he said, if thou be the Son of God. Boys and girls, Satan knew exactly who Jesus was. He didn't have any doubts. He knew exactly who he was. In fact, they had had conversation in the past. Where? In heaven. You see, Lucifer was the most beautiful of all the cherubs. But you know what? He had a will. He had a choice. And he made a bad choice. And we find through scriptures, Satan says, I will be like the Most High. He could never say, I will be the Most High. He said, I'll be like the Most High. But he says to Jesus, he said, if, boys and girls, you get around somebody and they start using that word, if, you better look out. Look out for the if, because I'm telling you, you can come right there and you can make a good decision, you can make a bad decision. Can I tell you something? You will never, ever, 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 you will never, ever, ever regret a good choice. Amen. Never. But can I tell you something? For the rest of your life, and that might be short, for the rest of your life, you will forever regret a bad choice. Good choices usually make for more good choices. Bad choices usually make for more bad choices. It doesn't get better from there. Amen? And he said to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, I know you're hungry, just command that these stones be made into bread. By the way, he already knew that he could do that. Amen? He already knew he could do that. That would have been a miracle. But you know, Jesus didn't do that. He did not do that. Could he? Yes. But he did not do that. And he said, these stones would just turn into bread. But here is the most important part. Let me see those Bibles. Let me see those Bibles. Hold your spot there. We don't want to lose it, okay? And let's say, it is written. Try it. Here we go. It is written. Let's try it one more time. Here we go. It is written. Just the girls. Here we go. Just the girls. It is. Wait. Here we go. Okay. Just the girls. All right, girls. Here we go. It is written. Okay. Just the boys. Ready? And those deep, manly voices. Here we go. It is written. What's written? God's word. You know all those verses that some of you have probably said this in your little girl brain, your little boy brain. Why do I have to do all these verses? Because it is written. Look, you want to stay out of the traps? Well, we need to say, you know what? This can help me. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By what? Taking heed thereto. That word heed means pay attention. The Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Girls, some of you girls are getting a little bit older. You need to watch out for some heathen, slimy boy Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't give your heart away. Fellas, I need you listening to me. Thank you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You wait on God. Amen. Fellas, stay away from the girls because I'm telling you, they're expensive. I thought being married was expensive.
Yep.
It is. You tell us about it. Okay. And then children. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and then grandchildren and a grandmother. Ugh. And my money was soon departed. What did Jesus say? It is written. Listen what Jesus said. He said, and Jesus answered, said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, amen, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. You say, what's that bread thing? Love bread. Anybody else? Oh, man. Great big old hunk of sourdough bread toasted with a whole stick of butter on it. Huh? Yes. All right. I don't call it butter at my house. I call it cheese. But anyway, put a little extra cheese on there. They're the same family. Okay. All right. So what happened? Going on then in verse 5, you know, our adversary, our enemy, Satan, he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking what? Whom he may devour. Exactly. You know what he is? A trap. I've been in the bush in the daytime, and I've been in the bush at night. You can hear that lion 5 miles away, but you can't see him. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him upon the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Now watch this. Even Satan used scripture. Even the devil used scripture. And he said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands, I got to get where I can see it, they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stones. Even Satan used scripture against our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But again, he said, if he knew he was God, he already knew that. Young people, we hear this all the time with boys and girls. We hear this, no fair. I got news for you. Life's not fair. Life is not fair, girls. Life is not fair, boys. There are things that are going to happen in your life. There may be even things that have already happened in your life. You didn't have anything to do with it. And all of a sudden, life just kind of makes a hard left turn for you. And you're kind of going like, get used to it. Get used to it. I'm not saying you necessarily like it. But I'll tell you what. You'll be able to get up each morning and you'll be able to say to the Lord, he said, thank you, Lord, for another day that you've given to me. This is the day which the Lord hath made. I'll be glad and rejoice in it. Today, your mercies are renewed day by day. But people who they go through life and they say, not fair, not fair. Can I tell you something? Those people's lives, their lives are full of agony and sorrow and hurt and complaining. Life's not fair. It is not. But God is good. God is always good. And God has you in his mind. And he wants best for you. He said, well, how come bad things happen? Can I tell you, bad things happen to good people all the time. Oh, yes. And he says this to Jesus. But get your Bibles up. But Jesus saith to him, it says what? It is written. Let's say it one more time. It is written. And what did Jesus say? He says, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, girls, we mentioned to you, listen, don't you be giving your heart out to some young fella that comes up and says, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Now, fellas, listen to me. I'm all for young men learning to be tough. I think that's important. But you know what? I think it's important that young men learn to be a gentleman. And you know, part of that means when it's time to sit and listen, we do that and we don't bother other people. That's a gentleman. He's trying to listen. Okay? You know what that also means, fellas? You learn to open the door for your mother. Your mother should never, ever have to open the car door. Never. If you have sisters here, your sisters should never have to open the car door. You do that. You be the man. You protect your sister. Amen. Amen. I think it's important we learn to be gentlemen. I think it's important we learn to be tough. No complaining. No griping. No moaning. No wimping out. Tough it out. But here's something else I think young men need to learn to do. Is even be on the edge of danger. But the Bible says a just weight is God's delight. Young man, you can go past the edge of danger into foolishness, stupidness. If you don't have to go there, don't. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about you get around some boys and say, man, some of us have been doing this. You've got to try this. You can just sit back and say, you know what? In your heart, in your mind, say, it is written. Nope, I don't. See ya. 12 years old, I already said, I already had got myself into a lot of trouble. My choice. I hung around with a lot of people who made a lot of bad choices. I've lived to be 71. Most of them didn't even get to live to be 20. I'm to blame because I helped him make bad choices. You don't want to go there. They didn't live dangerous. We lived foolish. Foolish. I'm still paying for it. For the wages of sin is death. Sin has consequences. I'm still paying. Don't go there. Satan said, jump. Jesus said, no need. No need. That's wise. Would have God done exactly what's? Oh, yes. But Jesus was not foolish. He was wise. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to thereto according to thy word. But he's not a quitter. Verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And here's what he said, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Satan said, Jesus, I will give you all of this. He said, wait a minute, it wasn't the devil's. Actually, can I tell you that Satan is the prince and power of the air? He is of this earth. And yes, as things on this planet, yep, he's the one that's controlling this stuff. He is. You say, does God have anything to do with it? Oh, yes, because God keeps him in parameters, and Satan cannot do anything outside of what God allows him to do. But I want to tell you, young people, it's like the parameters are getting bigger because this world has gone crazy. It's going crazy. We need this. But Satan said, I'll give all this to you, Jesus, if you just do this one little itty bitty thing. If you'll just get down and worship me. That's all. He said, that's all I want you to do. It's little. And look what you get. You get all this if you just do this little thing. Get your Bibles up. Get in your chair. Here we go. It is written. Amen? What's written? God's word. And he said, it is written. And what did he say? He said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Boys and girls, I am so glad. And verse 11 says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. And I think Jesus had a good meal. I think it was probably pizza. Pepperoni. I think so. But it was turkey pepperoni. Anyway, okay, all right. Maybe this is my sweater. All right. Boys and girls, it's written. Those verses, put them in your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. How do we do that? We ought to be doers of the word, not hearers only. Mrs. Gear, let's learn a verse.
All right, we've got scripture to do today. We have a verse, and it's found in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22. And you can see it above, you can also see it here. And this is how we do our verse today. Proverbs 5:22. He shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Proverbs 5:22. All right, do it with me.
Proverbs 5:22. He shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Proverbs 5:22.
Good. All the girls stand up. All girls and ladies stand up and let's say it together. Proverbs 5:22. He shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Proverbs 5:22. Good job, sit down, boys and men. Stand up. Here we go.
Proverbs 5:22. He shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Proverbs 5:22. Proverbs 5:22. He shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Proverbs 5:22. Amen. Well, let's play a game real quick. We're going to play girls against the boys. And we're gonna play tic-tac-toe, and it's gotta be four in a row. So what I'm gonna do is ask questions, all right? And I'll ask the girls first. You know, they always say what? Women and children what? First, amen? Yep. Oh, I agree. If the ship is sinking, women and children first, amen?
Amen.
Okay, you throw them in and let the sharks eat all them. And then it's safe for us men. Yes. Thinking, okay, kidneys. So girls first, all right? Now, I only call on somebody who raises their hand. Now listen to this. If anybody says an answer right or wrong, out of turn, it automatically goes to the other team. Girls, I want you to, and some of you, I realize you've not been downstairs with us, but I'm even ask some questions from downstairs, okay? So that means just some of you won't be able to answer them all. But here we go, all right? Sin leaves something. Sin leaves something. What does sin leave? Give, okay. Do you want to be monkeys or barrels? Here you go. Okay. All right, good. Fellas, okay? Sin leaves scars. It leaves scars in three places. I want one place where sin leaves scars. One place. Clay, on your body. Go. Girls, sin leaves scars where? On your heart. Go. Sin leaves fellas. Sin leaves scars one more place. Heart, body, and sin leaves scars one more place. Fellas, going once, going twice. Josh, right? Your mind, go. Okay, good. Good job. Now, we brought a friend with us. Girl's turn. We brought a... I like you. We brought a friend with us. What was his name? And last name? Go. Very, very, very good. Here, let me help you with that. Okay, yeah, we'll put her. Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, well. let's see, boys' turn. I want you to tell me our lesson today, our Bible lesson today, is found where? Our Bible, well, we just had this evening. Our Bible lesson is found where? Aiden? Girls, our Bible, found where? Boys, one more, yes, sir?
Matthew 4,
I'll let you have that. Go.
All right, good job.
Good job. Okay, all right, okay. And what? I was going to make a suggestion. let's see, it is the boys' turn because the boys answered in the girls' turn. So it's back to the boys. Fellas, I want you to tell me. What was Jesus' answer every time? What was it? Okay. girls, what was Jesus' answer every time? What was it? Why, she didn't even shake my hand. Did you mean to put that there? Okay, whatever. Okay, let's see. It is the it's a boy's turn. Okay, fellas, I want you to tell me, what was the first temptation was what? There you go. Okay. Okay. Girls, second temptation. Yes? To jump. Okay. Good. Okay. You think about it. The first one has to do with I'm hungry. Okay. Fleshly, appetite. The second one had to do with, pride. Proud. And the last one had to do with, I want. Covetousness. I want. The Bible talks about that there are three sins. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the what? Pride of life. All three of those are in there. Okay, good. All right, whose turn is it? Girls? No, it's probably the boys, right?
Yeah, girls just played right
there. The girls just played right there? Okay, all right. Fellas, I want you to tell me, what was the last temptation? Fellas, last temptation. Aiden, what was it? If okay, girls, last one, yes. And what would happen?
If you worshipped him, what would he do? What would Satan do
for? There you go. Okay, all the nations of the world. All right, very good, very good, very good, very good. And it is the boys' turn. In South Africa, what is a pickup called? In South Africa, what is a pickup called? What is it? Do you know what a pickup's called in South Africa? Did Daddy just tell you it doesn't work? No, no. Remember what I said about life's not fair? I'll tell you. Fellas, what is a pickup called in South Africa? Going once, going twice, three times, four times, five. Girls, what is a pickup called in South Africa? What is it called? Nope. it's a boy's turn. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. I've been calling your name all week. But do you think I can do it now? Baki. Baki? Wait, 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 wait. Well, you want to do that too? Okay, go ahead. I think the cat got it. Mrs. Gear? Do you see a cat? I don't see a cat.
You see? You know, it is pretty hard to stay away from temptation. It's there every single day. Let's say I woke up and I'm just getting ready to go, maybe I'm gonna go to school. And you have some bowls of temptation in your hand. Have you ever heard in the Bible they're called the darts of temptation? Well, I'm gonna go to school. Do you think it's gonna be hard or easy for me to withstand that temptation? What do you think? When I say 1, 2, 3, I want you to throw those at me. There we go. I'm going to try. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I'm lost. Well, you know what the Bible says. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. That means all of us are going to be tempted. But the Bible says God will. They don't have to hit us because we learned tonight what? It is written. Say it with me.
It is written.
When we have hidden God's word in our hearts, we can be wise in making choices when we are tempted. Is it a sin to be tempted?
No.
No, it's not a sin to be tempted. All of us are going to be tempted. Jesus even was tempted. What is the sin is when we choose to go for that temptation.
But when I've hidden God's word in my heart, I can trust that the Bible is right. And if someone says, hey, let's go take something from the store. It's so fun. I got away with it yesterday. We can get some candy. Well, if you've memorized God's word, you know the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Right away, that scripture verse, God's going to make you remember it. He's going to help you because you took the time to memorize it, to hide it in your heart. And it's going to come in the Holy Spirit. And you can right there say, no, that's wrong. I'm not going to steal. And I wouldn't even spend any time right there. Well, see, the Word of God is our protection. And this is going to be representing the Word of God. I have hidden God's word in my heart, and I'm going to go about my day, and I know those temptations are coming, so I'm going to be careful. I'm going to be thinking. That's why we need to think about God. We need to think about those verses that we've learned, and then we're going to have a way of escape.
Amen.
So here we go. I've got the scripture. I'm going to be tempted today. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Throw them at me. I didn't get one, did I?
Uh-uh.
No, because I was protected. The Word of God helped me to make a wise choice.
Amen.
All right. Boys and girls, we have an opportunity now to put this into practice. So tomorrow's school, probably for some of you, maybe all of you, I don't know. But thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We need to put that into practice so that we can say, it is written. And I'm telling you, you will not be sad that you did that. But if we decide to make bad choices, I'm telling you, bad choices stick around for a long, long, long time. Preacher?
Yes.